Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. I wish I even knew what date's today. I know it's Wednesday. It's April 17th, 2019. And man, oh man. We have a saying here. The jello be moving on the plate. You know, as we get into earnings season and towards earnings season, just a heck of a lot is going on. And let me repeat, the jello is moving on the plate. So a few little tidbits. First off, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button. Go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing. Press the money management button. Just press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you. And our email service, convictionleaders.com, 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 for our email service, 1 month free. All right. First off, I don't think it matters, but I'm going to mention it anyhow. They're putting out the Mueller report on tomorrow, right at the market open at 9:30. Now, there's rumors that half of it's going to be redacted, which means you can't see. They say because of national security purposes, grand jury, all kinds of reasons. My take on the subject, I don't know. You know, I know Trump uses the word witch hunt when he talks about what's going on. I agree. I actually agree with him on that one. I disagree with a lot of stuff with Trump. It's a witch hunt. When you have the Democrats coming in and doing no legislation except committees to investigate the president, it's a witch hunt. They're not even asking for they're asking for taxes, but they want financial records going back forever. It's a witch hunt. Mueller report, I don't know if that was a witch hunt, but what they're doing now, a witch hunt. All of a sudden, William Barr is the Antichrist. If Mueller has nothing in that report, he'll be the Antichrist. Remember, they loved Mueller. Excuse me, they loved Comey. And then they hated Comey, including the media. They loved him when he exonerated Hillary Clinton. And then 2 weeks before the election, he had a problem with Hillary Clinton. All of a sudden, he was the Antichrist. Anyway, that'll be tomorrow. Next. We've been telling you over the last few days about the carnage in managed care stocks. United Health. Forget from the highs of November. In the last 6 days, United Health has gone from 250, closed today at 216 and change. Did hit 208 today. Humana. Forget about the highs in November, which were 356. Closed at 232 today. Hit 225. It was 278 6 days ago. Anthem Health. 6 days ago was 291. It's 236. Molina Health was 148. It's 116. Cigna was 170. It's 145. Centene was 58. Now 47. Illumina, 340 to 318 in 2 days. That's medical research, by the way. But I'm not done. Why would I be done? Because Vertex Pharmaceuticals, 193 to 167 in 5 days. But that's biotech. You ready? Becton Dickinson, medical supplies, 254 to 226. Intuitive Surgical, 580 to 525, was down 36 today. Thermo Electronics, 283 to 257. Teleflex, medical products, 310 to 277. Now, we are not doing this to just, we're making a point. We're making a serious point. Align Tech, 300 to 273. We're just making a point. A Biomed, high of 460 in September. It's 251, but it was 348 10 days ago. It's 251 today. Edwards Life Sciences down $13 today. eHealth, it's only down 17% today, and it was worse earlier. Ionis Pharmaceuticals down 13% today. Cooper Company, 300 to 279. Stryker was just 200. It's already 180. LabCorp, 160 to 144. Health Equity, outsourcer, 79 to 62. Jazz Pharmaceuticals, 145 to 127. Do I really need to do more? I can, but I'm done. There are others that were just absolutely blown up today. All in the healthcare. Really? What's going on there? Well, right now, not much. I haven't seen any legislation on the table that would kill healthcare. Have you? In fact, there is no legislation going on between the Sharks and the Jets right now. They're both just pissing on each other. So why would healthcare stocks get trashed? Because not only is there no legislation, but there really isn't going to be any legislation on anything for a good, 2 years? And the only way you're going to have any legislation is if somebody owns the House, Senate, and the White House. Which I'm not sure that's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen in the election. I mean, heck, you got a bunch of socialists running on the left and whatever Donald Trump is on the right. So why is healthcare crashing? And by the way, it's a crash. 15 to 25% drops in a matter of 5-6 days is a crash in my world. The good news is the bleeding got stanched a little bit today. where some things were down 10 and only finished down 4, but still down 20% in 5 days. And the question is, do you think there are values here? Is Gary actually asking the question on whether there are values here? Up next, the answers. And whatever else. Thanks for being here. Lots to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Why would these stocks get hit, these healthcare stocks? Well, I'm reading, get this, the worry is that Medicare for All is gaining momentum. And I'm thinking to myself, no, it isn't. It's being talked about, but there's no momentum. First off, you have the President of the United States. You have a Senate that's Republican. The House can write up any bill they want. Nothing's going to get done. There's no Medicare for All happening. Bernie Sanders is flapping his gums. And you know what we think about that. It's a con. He's a con artist. He's got no game. If I took all his people that are donating to him and just got him in a room for 30 minutes... and they kept an open mind. Just all we'd ask is an open mind. Within 30 minutes, I'd have them hating him. Why? Because he's an authoritarian socialist dictator. He's not going to help anybody. He's not into helping anybody. And what we told you about them, they're only socialists with your money and your life. With their money, they're capitalists. Bernie Sanders just made himself a couple of million off their couple of crappy books. So why would the healthcare stocks go down? I have no clue. There's my answer. I don't know. But let me tell you what we do know. And it's very simple. They're in their own private bear market. They're way stretched to the downside and very oversold. So maybe you get some bounces. But what I found most interesting is United Health gapped up 7 yesterday and finished down like 9 and was down another 4 today after being down 10. And that's after being extended to the downside. So all we really need to know is this whole group is in a vicious bear market now. Even the grand poobah, United Health, hit a high of 288 in November. The recent high in February was 272. It's 216. 56 on 216. What? 25, 26%? That's not even from the highs in November. So that's all we need to know. I don't care why. As I said, I told you what people think. Doesn't matter to me. All I know is the big institutional crowd is crumbling these stocks. Are they of value? Should we test them? Maybe pick a little up? I don't know. Except to say... if there is no legislation and they're going down about the worries of the legislation, the answer is yes. But if and buts are like nuts, I think I read that somewhere. I don't know what the line is, but you know what I'm saying. So my best guess, I'm sure they bounce, but guess what bounces are after crashes? Random. They can happen at any time from anywhere. And the number it bounces, random also? I don't know. But I must tell you, I was tempted today. I didn't do it. I was tempted today to pick up some United Health. I think it was down about 7 when I was tempted, finished down 4. But you know what happened? After it was down 7, it was down 12. So I'd have been down $5, and I probably would have sold. That's what we mean by random. That's your health care. A couple other things I want to mention. I'm going to, again, market-centric today. There's an IPO out called Up FinTech. It's a Chinese company providing online brokers for Chinese investors. Very small company and loses money. $8 deal. Ran to $24 yesterday. Closed at $22. Market cap at $22, $2.7 billion. Company has $30 million in revenues and loses money. $2.7 billion market cap, and all I'm doing is bringing it up because it dropped $6 today. So if you bought in all the frenzy, 23.7, you're down 30% in the day. I'm just making a point to just careful about the froth moves. There's another one, JMIA. Yeah, just another name. IPO'd 14.5, opened to 20, went to 50 in 2 days. 50. 2.5 times. Jumia, JMIA is the symbol. At $50. At $50. 3.6 billion dollar market cap. By the way, it hit 50 today. 3 point whatever billion dollar market cap, the company has 150 million in sales. And loses a lot of money. Well, it hit 50 today. It closed at 40. So if you bought at 50, you're down 20% already in the same day. And yes, I know it was just 20 and you could have bought it right. I'm just letting you know, froth can hurt also. You got that? You already know about Lyft. I don't have to really deal with that. By the way, Lyft was up $3 today. To $59. $13. Almost 20 cents below the IPO price. And a measly 28 on 88, 16, 30% below the opening price of a couple of weeks ago. So we're just making a point. Here is the great news. Over the next few years, some of the greatest winners will be some of these IPOs that are coming out. We don't know which ones it'll be, and from what price it'll be. We'll pay attention and be smart enough and be careful enough not to buy into crazy froth. Just word to the wise. That RUHN is down 50% from the IPO. Up next, lots more. Got to do the market wrap. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
You're listening.
listening to
America is talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. The market wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Well, believe it or not, the Dow was down 3. Really? But the S&P was down 7. The NASDAQ 100 was up 26. How can that be? With the NASDAQ down 4. We'll get in a second. Oh, yeah, the SOX was up 24. Transports up 108. Explain in a minute. But small caps and mid caps, down the equivalent of 200 and something Dow points. Not a good day for small and mid caps. In the Dow today, Apple up almost 4. But Boeing down 4. Goldman Sachs up 6, but IBM down 6. JP Morgan up 3, but Merck down 3. United Health down 4, Travelers down 2 and change, Pfizer's down 1, Verizon down 1. Intel was up 180, Home Depot was up 2, Disney up 180. A lot of jello moving on the plate. Earnings season, ladies and gentlemen, simple as that. Advanced declines were not good today. 1120 on the New York, 1120 on the NASDAQ, 1521 on the New York. It was big capness today. What happened with the semiconductors? Well, a bunch of them were red, but Qualcomm was up another 8 today, and Intel was up $1.80. And that has to do with each other, and the same with the Apple being up almost 4. All that news about Apple and Qualcomm and, you know. Also of note, JP Morgan gapped up Friday, sat for a couple of days, was up 3 today. Other gappers to the upside, CSX and Kansas City Southern in the rails. Pepsi up 4, United Airlines up 4. What was interesting, Pepsi's numbers were nothing. And Morgan Stanley was up 1 and change. Losers, IBM down 6. Bank of New York down 5. That's a big 5. 10%. As I said, jello moving on the plate. Transports were up because of the rails. CSX up 3. Kansas City Southern up 5. Norfolk Southern up 4 in sympathy. But something else happened today. You ready? Besides the healthcare. COUP down almost 4, CRM down almost 4, DATA down 3, HUBS down almost 4, NOW down almost 4, SPLK down almost 5, Twilio, TWLO down almost 4, ZS down almost 4. What do they have in common? Those are the software names. MDB down 6, Autodesk down 5, PANW down 5. Workday, WDAY down 5. So we're just letting you know, them software names, they're really not acting well. They've been teasing to the upside on low volume. They get hit on down on high volume, and you had the high volume today. And I can tell you, I got 15 names now trading below the 50-day moving average. So beware. Jello moving on the plate. Also of note today, just noticing, Chipotle down 19. Been a pretty decent growth stock as of late. TTD down 5, Trade Desk. UBNT down 5, VEEV down 5. I know I'm alphabet souping it here, but I'm making a point. So just letting you know, a lot of jellos moving on the plate. And just stay in tune. And stay in touch. Because underneath the surface over the last week, some damage has been done. while everybody's getting all frothed up. Netflix was down $18 initially yesterday on their crappy numbers. Crappy guidance. And then it was down $7 as I left yesterday. This morning, pre-market was up to ended up opening up 8 or something like that. Didn't really watch it. Finished down 5. Jell-O moving on the plate. Netflix all over the map. Trying to figure out life in general. Quite the interesting day. New lows picked up markedly today. And I'm going to guess when I look at them, there's going to be a lot of healthcare in there. Yep, you got it. United Health, Centene, Teva Pharmaceuticals, Cigna, Humana, Mednax, never heard of it, Select Medical, Diplomat Pharmacy. That's just on the New York. I'm sure there are a few on the NASDAQ also. So just letting you know that too. Very bad day for healthcare. Again, can bounce at any time. Wouldn't doubt it. Wouldn't know how to play it. Except close your eyes, hold your nose, and pray. No, really. That's the story there. And not much else to tell you. Bonds did nothing today. Brazil was clunked. Remember I told you about the REITs and the utilities? Another down day today. Simply said to you, I think the last 2 days, 3 days. High for now. Don't know how bad it gets, but what did I tell you? Wouldn't be adding any money right now to those two interest rate sensitive areas. That's all I said. Didn't mention anything about what you may or may not own, because I don't know. And you get to decide that for yourself. Gold and silver still ain't happening. In spite of all the emails I get from people. How can you not like gold and silver? Well, just not acting well. How's that for an answer? Why would I buy something that's not going up or have a chance to go up because it's trading below all resistance and moving averages? It's a simple thought process. Now, Friday we're off. Tomorrow we have the Mueller report. A few more earnings reports tomorrow. A ton next week. And when I mean a ton, I mean a ton. Actually, the next 3 weeks. So stay tuned. I heard somebody on TV today. You know what? I take that back. I'm not even going to repeat it. By the way, I did not mention, I may have mentioned in passing, but they're really coming after the drug stocks also. Both the generic as well. Go look at Merck, 84 to 74 in 7 days. Down 364 today on 3x average volume. Eli Lilly. Yeah, 132 to 116 over the last couple of weeks. Novartis, 86 to 77. Allergan. Yeah, that was down $6 today. How about that Mallinckrodt? That was down about 10%. How about 11% today? Drugs. So just letting you know. And speaking of drugs, I needed to mention one thing. I had to mention this. No, really. I had to mention this. Carl's Jr. is now making hamburgers, or testing them out, CBD infused. Really? Up next, more of this, that, and the other thing, whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Listening to.
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
Yes, Carl's Jr. is testing out a hamburger with cannabidiol, blah, 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 from the cannabis plants. Really? They're calling it the Rocky Mountain High Cheeseburger Delight at one location in testing in Denver. It features a sauce infused with cannabidiol, a non-psychoactive hemp derivative. Though the promotion is limited, it's not a stunt. The burger chain is using the test to determine whether a CBD burger belongs on its permanent menu. Quote unquote, it is something that feels right for the brand, said Patty Trevino, Senior Vice President for Brand Marketing. We are all about innovation. Food, beverage, and other consumer goods companies have been trying to figure out how to capitalize on growing interest in ingredients like CBD. Consumers are increasingly seeking products that offer an extra something, like increased energy or better gut health. CBD may fit the bill. Some studies suggest the CBD can help treat inflammation, pain, anxiety, and seizures. Carl's Jr. isn't promoting any possible functional benefits of the CBD, they said. Just hoping to please their customers. You know, we're not on satellite. Because if we were, I would say some things that I am thinking. But I'm quite disciplined. Remember, climate change is a money grab. The lottery is a money grab. Legalizing marijuana is a money grab. Remember that. It's all about money. Every bit of it. Every bit of it. Every bit of it. You know, there's a dude named H.L. Mencken who once said the urge to save humanity is almost always only a false face for the urge to rule it. Just remember that when somebody starts telling you about climate change. When they told us it was global cooling 30 years ago, or global warming 20 years ago, or needing to change the marketing to climate change as of recent years. It's just a money grab. That's all it is. Just remember that. And when somebody asks me, don't you believe in climate change, and they do it in a sarcastic and smarmy way, I tell them to go screw. I didn't need somebody 30 years ago to tell me there was global cooling, 20 years ago global warming, now climate change. I don't need anybody to tell me that. Just remember, all these people promoting all this, all they got to do is, let's save the oceans, let's get plastic out of the oceans, which they're doing now. There are actually companies that do it. Let's do something about pollution. Okay, let's do that. Let's do whatever we can over the years to come to try to get more electric cars instead of gas cars and whatever else we can do to go green. But no, they can't do that. They got to tell us 13 years ago, like Al Gore, we only have 10 years to go. He lied. And now we're being told we have 12 years to go. Who was that? Cortez. Ocasio-Cortez. 12 years to go. This has nothing to do with trying to help us. It has everything to do with rule over us. You should know that. It's all there, written in stone, about what these type of people try to do. Create a gigantic crisis and make them pay for it. Al Gore is worth $100 million, a lot of it. They invented green companies and got grants. Not loans, grants. Government money. Anybody think they're accountable on any of those companies? Al Gore? When he tells us what we have to do and then gets on his private jet, I'd like to kick him in the grapefruits. Stupid hypocrite. I don't suffer any of these fools. And you shouldn't either. You want to be an environmentalist? Go ahead. You don't need to listen to these con artists to be an environmentalist. I do my share. This is all about taxing you. Carbon tax. The UN wants an international world tax to fight it. They're full of it. Just remember all this. I have no agenda. I have no ulterior motive. It's just me believing in you and not believing in them. And when I see a great scientist goes up there and talk climate change, why? Why are you telling all this? What should we do? Oh, well, we need a carbon tax. What? Why do we need a carbon tax? To offset. Offset what? Remember all this. Because it's going to get noisier. Have a great evening. Drive carefully when you get home. Do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show, or to get in touch with Gary Kultbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kultbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.